Continuing our Frankfurt locker room chat here on 92.1 at KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet. Now I am alongside here head coach of the Frankfurt boys, Adam Schreiner, here. A two-game winning streak for the Frankfurt Wildcats, bouncing back after the Wabunsee and Matton Chief here games. A win against Northern Heights, 54-51, and then a victory over Blue Valley Randolph, 63-45. Coach, tell me about this three-game stretch that you went through since the last time that we've been here talking on the show.
Yeah. You know, you talked about coming back after that Wabunsee game. Wabunsee game, we end up losing by three, but I thought the kids showed some toughness and grit at the end to kind of battle back. They, I would say, let it slip away there for a little bit, but then battled back and gave themselves a chance at the end to tie it. So, unfortunately, we came up a little bit short, but I thought that was a great growing opportunity for the kids we have kind of stepping up and learning how to play those varsity minutes. So, ultimately will help us. I mean, you hate to lose, but I do think that'll help us. And then Northern Heights was kind of a battle of conditioning. By playing that third game that week, I think we were a little tired. We came out and kind of pressed and got up a little bit, but give credit to Northern Heights. They battled back, and there in the fourth quarter, I think they took the lead for the first time, and our kids held their composure and were able to put that away down the stretch. So, again, another good learning opportunity. And then last night, I thought our kids did some really good things. You know, Blue Valley's a well-coached and a good team, and our kids were able to kind of build a lead up and then keep them at bay, you know, kept them away from striking distance. So overall, a good three-game stretch for the kids.
You look upcoming here. This will be our last show before we jump back on it around that first week of January. But before the winter break, you got a kind of your winter break is actually quite busy compared to other teams. I mean, you'll take on first Frankfurt here this Friday, Onega here this Friday, which will be a 2.1 KMZA game. Fairbury, Thayer Central is also Rock Hills, the 22nd, 30th, and 31st. So kind of a busier winter break for you. So, Coach, how are you going to attack this upcoming slate here on your schedule?
Yeah, you know, this Acacia expanded the season to 23 games, so we got in this kind of holiday tournament type thing, and be the first time we've done that. So, you know, we'll kind of figure that out. We have a game plan going into it, but with it being the first time, we're going to see how that kind of plays out because, yeah, a lot of games and kind of limited practices, which I'm sure the kids will look forward to where they get to play instead of practice, but you know, and then Friday, you bring up Onega. You know, that's another tough league game. I know they've started out their season pretty well, winning their first two or three games, and, you know, have played pretty well. So we'll have our hands cut out for us Friday. But I look forward to the kids kind of stepping up to meet that challenge.
How do you feel like playing so many tournaments early on this season might help you kind of prepare for the later parts of the season, of course, the Twin Valley League tournament as well as the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I really do think it does help in that sense as far as, you know, playing games either night after night or, you know, one day in between where you play. So you kind of get some limited scouting abilities as far as the practice court. We try to give the kids different things to look at, but, you know, it makes them kind of read into that scouting report and kind of watch some film so they can understand a little bit what we're talking about. So, but with that being said, we do look forward to a stretch where we can actually kind of teach and coach some things on the court, you know, and help improve that way, not just going through film.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thanks for jumping up here and joining us for week three of Coach's Shows.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do. Have a Merry Christmas.
That was head coach Adam Schreiner of the boys team for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Locker room chat brought to you by Winkland Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. All upcoming on the schedule for the Frankfurt Wildcats before we get to our next locker room chat. Onega this Friday on 92.1 KMZA, Fairbury, Thayer Central, Rock Hills, Hanover, and Axtell. All upcoming on the slated schedule for the Frankfurt Wildcats.